No manners at all. Killing me.
Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, everybody, and welcome to Comic-Con Stars. Tonight is our Camden, South Carolina Comic-Con preview show. It's going to be a blast. We have with us our hosts, first of all, Papa Stroh, the Maestro of Wrestling. How are you doing tonight?
Wonderful and staying dry.
Wonderful staying dry. Is it raining up there in Jacksonville a little bit?
Pouring.
Okay, it's raining in Pawleys Island, but that's cool. We'll stay inside dry. David Atwell, how are you doing?
I'm doing good, and much like Stroh, I had to move the usual venue of the deck facing the woods to the front where the porch is covering me from the rain, but I have the dreaded term of drizzle. I can imagine like two cavemen sitting around and just seeing like this kind of lousy rain, and the other one just kind of thumps on his chest and goes, drizzle. And all of a sudden the word came out, because it's drizzle's another one of those words like vomit. It is exactly what it sounds like. So, yeah. So I'm out here burning a cigar with a ice cold Pabst Blue Ribbon and not being able to look at the stars thanks to the cloud cover and rain, but it's all good. We need rain too, so we move on. Adapt and overcome.
Well, that's good. We shall overcome. Exactly. Well, tonight, first of all, we are celebrating the inaugural event, the first annual Camden, South Carolina Comic-Con, this Saturday at the Camden Shrine Club, right out there, about 4 miles north of town on Kershaw Highway. It's going to be a lot of fun. A lot of people are excited. We've had some great newspaper coverage, a big story, actually, last week. We were front page on the Camden Independent. And we are going to be probably second page tomorrow on the Sumter Item, which is it's great. We really appreciate all of our friends in the Camden, Sumter, Bishopville area for helping promote this wonderful event. We hope it's going to bring a lot to the town and the area. Tonight, our special guest is a good friend of ours, someone we go to lots of Comic-Cons with. He is absolutely famous and loved for his critters. I'm talking about none other than Eric Dion of Eastern Exotics. Eric, good evening. Thank you for being with us.
Good evening, and how's everybody doing tonight?
Hey, what's going on, brother? Good to have you aboard tonight.
Oh, yeah. I'm glad to be here. I'm going to now, like the rest of you who is all dry and everything, I'm soaked to the bone right now, because the animals still have to get fed in the rain. So,
absolutely.
I know what you mean. I got drenched earlier, man. I know exactly what you're saying.
Oh, yeah.
Well,
now, I'm going to tell you, I invested
not as much
in
as
something.
Not as Eric, but, you know, close.
It cost me about $15 to get in on this, but it was called a raincoat. And when I wear it out in weather like this, damn thing, I don't get wet. Probably one of the best investments I've ever made. It works out good.
I just can't find one that I think is suiting for me. You know, I gotta find something. But
right,
I don't want something clashing with my eyes or anything like that. You know.
Well, the one I got is black and it has like this extra big hood on it. So when I put it on and I wear it, the hood, like, covers up half my head. So I walk by folks at work and hit the execute order 66.
There you go.
Anything to Dave, keep alive, you know.
Dave, I would have thought that you had one of those yellow raincoats. You remember those from school?
One of slickers, yeah.
Oh, one of
like Gordon Fishman or something.
Yeah, Mrs. Paul's fish stick. Rainbows.
Yeah. Hey, they're coming back in. They're coming back in style ever since the remake of It came out.
That's right.
That's true. Yep. Yep.
Yeah, that's
speaking
right.
of it, have you seen the bit where it's like an outtake? You know, where he's trying to lure the kid in, and he said, "Can I get my boat back?" And he pretty much gets the boat back, and he says, "Thanks." and walks off, and it just like goes crap.
Blew the whole thing, didn't he?
Yeah.
Oh my goodness. Well, anyway, Eric, we're gonna have a great time with you this coming Saturday at Camden, South Carolina Comic Con. Who are you bringing? I know you have personalized all your critters. So who are you bringing to see us on Saturday?
All right. So far on the list, we're going to have Julius out there, of course. He's our 13.5-foot Burmese python. We're going to have Java, our Argentine black and white tegu, out there on site. We're going to have Sobek. Sobek is our Morlet's crocodile from Belize, South America.
Wow, wow.
He'll be there. We will have Morla. She's our hinchback tortoise. We're also going to have a new addition out there. We're going to have Snoop. Snoop is one of our bigger sulcata tortoises as well. Then we're going, and it will actually be Snoop's first time at a convention. We're going to bring Junior, our blue and gold macaw, will be out there. We'll probably bring Dumpy out there, which is an Australian white tree frog. Let's see, we're going to have Legs out there, our rose hair tarantula. And there might be a couple other surprises. You know, we haven't solidified the list yet, but we're also bringing the big trailer out, the new trailer. So,
cool.
Nice.
Yeah, does it have like Eastern Exotics on the trailer?
Oh, it does. Yep. Yeah, we.
Oh, John.
Yeah, it's a U-Haul on the side
really,
of it.
Yeah, exactly. It's a U-Haul. U-Haul, you pay. So. No, yeah, we just, this will actually be the first event we're using the trailer for. We just got it back about a week ago. Actually, tomorrow will be, will it be tomorrow?
Seven.
My days get mixed up. No, well, I'm thinking about how long we've had it for. It might have been just maybe a week that we've had it. But can't miss it. It's bright green, and then part of it's a little bit of red. But the red is, like, if you see it in a photo, it just looks red. But it's red scales on the trailer, and then it has the big Eastern Exotics logo, and it has a big crocodile on each side and a big alligator on each side. And on the back, it has, you know, the ball python, or the Burmese python up in the corner, the blue and gold macaw, the black and white tegu, and some other stuff on it. So it really stands out. You know, people that did it for us, ABC Signs, did a great job. And then now from here, our next step, you know, October, we got the trailer through fundraising, and we did some more fundraising, and we were able to pay to get it done up. And now we're opening up spots. We have 6 sponsorship spots available for people or companies to purchase to be seen at all the events that we're doing. And, you know, and that's the good thing. You know, we have officially 100 events for the year of 2018 so far.
That's
wow,
great.
That's a lot.
Oh man. Yeah.
I know. Yeah. Just March alone, we have 10 events.
So how far do you go in your events? Cause you're based in the Jacksonville area, correct?
Yeah, we're based out of Jacksonville, and of course we go to South Carolina. We've been asked to go up in Virginia. We've been asked to go out to Tennessee. So that right now, that four state area is where we've been kind of dealing with. We've had a couple offers to go down to Atlanta. We're just waiting on paperwork to come back. But it's not for actual events. It's actually for some of the animals to be used on sets and movies. So that's really exciting. And, you know, it's forever changing. So we're just excited to be a part of things. You know, August, we have probably one of the biggest events that we'll ever do, the Beaufort Pirate Invasion. in Beaufort, North Carolina. And, you know, you're talking 150,000, 200,000 people going through over 2 days, and the river and everything being taken over by true replica pirate ships that will dock up onto the port, and pirates will be literally, you know, rowing boats from that boat onto the shore and coming out, and literally they take over the town for the 2 days.
Oh, that's awesome.
So, and we were asked to, and so you'll actually get to see, it's going to be interesting because we have 5 months to get it all put together, but since they are very true to replica, they have asked us to take Eastern Exotics Wildlife Foundation and do a subgroup from it, and we've now come out with the Eastern Exotics Trading Company. And we'll literally also, anything that we transport animals in will be turned into old school crates. They'll look like shipping crates. And we'll have, like, our tents will be canvas tents with the old school rope made from coconut husk. And we will all actually have our own outfits that are authentic pirate garb and trading company garb from the 1500s. And that will be the Eastern Exotics Trading Company branch for doing reenactment and replica events like the Beaufort Pirate Invasion and other stuff such as that. So it's a new chapter and a new step forward, but just to be asked to come on board and do that stuff was a great thing for us. And, you know, this all started from us when we started doing little events and, you know, like, you know, Crystal Coast Con, and then we moved up to bigger events like the Cape Fear Comic Con, and now we're going over to the Beaufort Pirate Invasion, and this Saturday we're going to first ever Camden Comic Con, which is even better. So
that's awesome.
Forward to it, man.
That's so awesome.
Yeah, thanks. It should be fun. Now, tell us, you've got a lot of history with animals. Tell us how Eric Dion decided to begin this process of creating Eastern Exotics Wildlife Foundation. Can you do that for us? Because I know it's a neat story. I've never asked you that, but I bet it's kind of cool.
It's a really unique story. So in order to get to where we are now, I've got to go back to when I was, like, young, like 7. And because it all kind of ties in. It's like literally two passions turned into one that has a backstory to it. Started off with, I was 7, and, you know, always had animals, and I would get in trouble, and my grandmother would yell at me, and she threatened me with calling the New Jersey Devil to come after me, and because she was from Jersey. Well, that got my interest sparked in mythology and Greek mythology and cryptozoology, which is the study of hidden animals. Well, the more I dove into it, the more I started learning about animals such as that used to be cryptids, such as the Komodo dragon or the giant panda. Those were animals that were cryptids at one time that people thought were myths and legends, but ended up being real, and they're still real today. So now they're no longer cryptids, they're part of zoology. Well, in my course of studying this, you know, I studied it all through school, high school, studied it in college, got my degree in environmental science, and just developed more and more of a passion where I would study reptiles or I would study birds and relate them to whether it's like the parrots or the owls or the raptors and how they relate to the thunderbirds that were spotted that people thought, or like the Native American history, and, you know, coming up to conclusions that like Mothman could actually plausibly be one of these great owls that are out there that have these 12-foot wingspans, you know. And so the cryptozoology started seeping more and more into the zoology, and then the zoology, of course, wraps up and ties in all your history and your Native American lores and then all your myths and legends. So it all kind of intertwines together. And going with that and trying to keep that passion, you know, I had Sepia, our paranormal group, for 13 years. And even though we did that, I still hold on to my cryptozoology roots and still study about it, still try to talk about it, do expeditions when I can. But then I wanted to do more with the animals. And me and a friend of mine and Jess, we decided, well, you know, let's see what we can do for the animals. And we didn't want to do a dog or cat rescue because they're a dime a dozen. So we were like, well, let's do something for all the other animals out there. And then we just had to come up with a name. And since we're here on the East Coast in Eastern North Carolina, we're like, well, okay, it'll be Eastern. And then we're like, well, all those other animals are usually considered exotics. So we're like, okay, we'll start Eastern Exotics. And then we're like, well, that doesn't sound good enough. We're like, okay, we'll do Eastern Exotics and Wildlife Foundation because we're a nonprofit. And that's where Eastern Exotics Wildlife Foundation was started about 2 years ago. We became an official nonprofit last June. And also last June, we started doing our first major public appearances, like because we'd only done one or two things, but then we actually started putting it out there that, hey, we do corporate parties, we do birthday parties, we do schools, education events, Comic-Cons, lecture series, you name it, we will do it, because honestly, we don't discriminate against money, and all the money that comes in goes right to the foundation for the animals. So we're like, hey, we'll take check, cash, credit card, Bitcoin, you name it, you know, if it's plausible, we're going to do it. And so now, fast forward from last June, we've clocked in, we've already done 130 events since last June, and we've got super exposure. We're 2 years ahead of our schedule. Our only big hurdle now is we need to get land, because we have grants that are sitting there waiting for us. That will pay for our building of stuff, but you know, there's no grants out there to buy land. That's the hardest part. So, but that's the backstory. That's where it all started from. It started from me being a kid and getting into cryptozoology and monsters and other animals and myths and legends. And now here we are many years later, and everything's kind of still the same, but I got a lot more knowledge behind me and a lot more animals, a lot more mouth to feed.
Awesome.
What does it cost? What does it cost to feed those animals on a weekly basis, man? If you don't mind, if I ask that
good
question.
God, too much. But let's see. Well, first off, the animals eat better than we do. if you know our grocery budget per month. We probably spend, I'd say we probably spend about, to ballpark it, about $1,200. And 200 of that dollars actually goes to the humans in the house. The other 1,000 is towards all the animals that we feed. You know, last year alone, we took in 210 different animals. We were able to rehome, I'd say, about 70-80% of those. But they do stay here for a short bit of time to be monitored and looked at. And then if we can find a place for them, we find a place for them. If we can re-release them out to the wild, we re-release them out to the wild. And, you know, it costs probably about $1,000 a month right now. And that's everything between the birds, the lizards, the rabbits, the chicken. I say chicken singular because we only have one chicken. The dogs. You know, we have fish, we have turtles, tortoises, you know, we have a ferret that just came in. And we get 3 or 4 calls a week for new animals. Like we just went over to look at a chameleon that we may be bringing in. And then Sunday when I come back here, I have in the afternoon, well, let's see, in the morning I'm scheduled to go retrieve 2 alligators out of a pond and relocate them. And then, and that's in New Bern. And then Sunday afternoon, I come back and I have a gentleman driving down from Raleigh, North Carolina, with a Catalina McCall that we're taking in. So that will put my household officially at 12 McCalls in the house.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. So,
Goodness gracious, that's quite a menagerie.
Damn, imagine.
I know you.
Yeah.
I know you love them all. And,
I do, and sometimes I don't. Sometimes I'm just like, you guys need to all go and stuff. But then I step back and I realize, nah. And I'll go. But there's some days I'm just like, guys, just need to go. I'm just going to let you all loose out in the streets and people can panic and do whatever they want. You know, especially when I'm trying to, like, if I have a headache and I'm sleeping, it seems like that's when the birds really want to get squawking. And then, like, the lizards want to, like, tap on the tanks or the cages and be like, hey, you need to pay attention to me today. And I'm just like, oh, I'm like, seriously. Like, I was telling Jess the other day, I don't know when the last time I had a day off was. Like, I have days off from work that are scheduled, but it, like, I don't work Saturdays and Sundays for my day job. And but Saturdays and Sundays are when all the events are, so it's never a dull
right.
day. And then Monday through Friday, any day that I might have off, I have school events because school doesn't happen on Saturdays and Sundays. It's only Monday through Friday, so I have to fit these schools in when I can. So I probably haven't actually had a day where I had nothing to do for a year and a half now. And I miss that. I really do.
I
miss that. And so we try, and it's funny because the rest of the board of directors, they sit there, and we all get together, and we're like, we'll pick one weekend out of every couple months that we won't have any events scheduled for. Doesn't matter what it is. Well, I can't say it doesn't matter what it is because we've canceled that weekend before because of certain events, and we're like, okay. But what we try to do is we try to do something for all of us to have a break and go do something. So, you know, like we have a planned, we're going to go camping this year and we're going to literally go up a Friday and camp out in the middle of nowhere up in the mountains and then come back Sunday. So just so we can get away from it all and just breathe, because if not, you know, we'll drive ourselves crazy. But you know, other than that, every day it's like, there's always somebody to feed because they have their different cycles, their schedules. You know, have to take Julius outside and let him bask in the sun and get cleaned off, or make sure the tortoises haven't dug under the fences, or you know, make sure the birds' wings are getting taken care of and bathed, and the different lizards are doing okay, and the fish, and you know, it's a never-ending job. So it's like, okay, go to work for the courthouse during the day, get done and check on all the animals and wind down at 8 o'clock and then sit down at 8. And next thing you know, it's okay, got to respond to emails, got to look up this, got to send this paperwork off, got to sign off on this. Next thing you know, you look up at the clock, it's 12 o'clock at night and you're like, oh, all right, I got to be up at 5. Okay, I got to get some sleep. And it starts all over again. You can never get caught up. That's the problem.
Oh. Kind of like running Comic-Cons.
I can only imagine now. Yeah.
Oh, God. running around everywhere, and just you know, hoping I can make some rain happen. But no, it's great. We all love what we do, and that's why we do what we do. Now, Papa Stro, you developed an affinity for one of Eric's critters. It was about a year ago, wasn't it?
Yeah. One of his first animals I fell in love with was Myrtle.
Myrtle, and, yep, she was a Willets crocodile.
Beautiful.
Yep.
So,
yep, she was a Willets crocodile and ended up finding a home for her, which was really cool. And she's
awesome.
Actually in South Carolina now, so she's down there over at Gatorland or Alligator Adventure. Mm-hmm. That's what it is.
Okay.
So, getting fat and happy and getting taken care of and all that good stuff. So yeah,
that's awesome.
So and that's the cool thing. Like we try to express to everybody, you know, there's certain animals that we won't turn over like Julius. You know, he'll never go over to anybody else. So when we got him, he was so underfed and everything. He's only 10 feet. Now he's, like I said, 13 and a half foot Burmese python, about 100 pounds. And so we take care of him. But he'll always stay with us, whereas some of our other animals, they're just kind of like transients. They come in and then they're off to the next place because we try to find them a better life. So, you know, that's the cool thing. And then all the animals we bring in, they're all rescued animals. So that's what adds up to that bonus as well.
Okay, well that's a neat story, and it's wonderful that you have taken up this charge in your life, you and your family. It's a family deal, isn't it, Eric?
It is. Yeah, we have myself and Jess, and then our son Aiden, he's in on it, and then we have Dan Hemby, who's part of the Eastern Exotics crew. James Spurrier, he's part of the crew. Then we have Corey Holstein and Emily Holstein. They run stuff as well. And then we have Tara Fiera, and she comes on as well and helps out. So let's say that's what, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 8 of us, if you count Aiden. So you know, it's a, like I said, it's a never-ending job. We always have something to do. It's like myself and Dan are getting ready to work on building an outside aviary and digging a pond and all to make space for some stuff. And that way we can move the birds, most of the big birds outside, and then there's a room down in the back. But it's always there's always something to be done. And, of course, as we get closer to getting the money together and buying the 20-plus acres that we're looking for, which hopefully it could be sooner than later if I can find an investor. We found 80 acres for $179,000. Just have to be able to come up with the money. But, you know, that's 80 acres. You know, that right there would be a dream for us. And we turn around, and next thing you know, we'll have a full-fledged facility that would be open to the public. And I try to explain to people what it would be like, but it's one thing to be what it's in my head, another to explain it. But if you could take your standard aquarium, cross it with Disney, on a sense, but without the rides, and add a rehab facility to it that's fully solar-powered and green, that's what you'd be getting.
Wow,
that's awesome.
Yeah, that's a heck of a facility you got planned. And you're looking to do that somewhere in Eastern North Carolina, correct?
Yep, that's going to be that would be the first one, because we've actually had people offer once we get things up and going, and we can show them what the facility is. We have, I think it was 3 other states. Florida is up. There's somebody in Florida who would be willing, once they see what we do, to, I guess, franchise it in a sense where it'd basically be another Eastern Exotics location. And then we had Virginia, somebody wants to do the same thing. And then over towards Missouri, somebody has offered the same thing. But the key to all those and that expansion to do something like that and invest in something like that is us getting the initial property and starting it and getting it done, so then they can see, and then they have that model to work off after. But then they basically pay for the name to be able to use it and have to go under the same standards that we would have.
Right, and you certainly want to keep those standards, because that's what makes your animals happy and makes people happy when they get around them. And all that, because you can't be too careful with those animals, can you?
Nope, you can't be too careful with them, and that's one of those things. Like we don't want anybody also getting the wrong idea and thinking that we're just like a fancy zoo, because it's far from a zoo. It's a whole different set of standards and everything like that. So,
wow, that sounds like a lot of fun. Well, along with Eastern Exotics and Papa Stroh, the Maestro of Wrestling, We got a couple other wonderful personalities that are going to be at the Camden Comic Con. We got, of course, Greg Bo Watson, the great artist, Misty Yates, his right hand lady, who's a cosplay champion. We're going to have director and actor Tom Gore from Fable. He will be with us. He's currently working on a number of projects and is also considered the oldest NCAA football player in the world right now. He's playing for Methodist University there in Fayetteville and actively playing football. That's kind of a neat thing. So come by and see Tom Gore. We will have actor Nick Vernon. He was in the Rack Pack. He was in Vaughn, the sitcom, and he's a comic book creator for the Mob of Zion. So come by and see him. He's got a lot of great things there for people to see. Antler Hill Arts will be there, playing some of their great, great music, and they've got a new album coming out, so that's going to be a lot of fun. Then we've got, let's see, what else? GameStop is bringing the Sony PlayStation VR, that stands for virtual reality. They're bringing the Sony PlayStation VR product reps, so that person will be at the Camden South Carolina Comic-Con for about 6-7 hours, so you can come on and ask all your questions about Sony PlayStation VR. That's going to be a really neat thing. We're going to have caricatures, of course, with Carolina Caricatures. Ronald Rossman will be there. Now, Papa Stroh, you are working closely with Ronald Rossman on the Dusk series. I know we talked about it last night, but we got a whole different crowd tonight. Why don't you just kind of give us a recap of what's going on with Dusk, because Ron will be there with cosplayers.
Yes, Ron Rossman is pretty much the mastermind behind the Dusk series, with season 2 is currently playing now, which I portray the role of the chief in the series, and what an awesome, talented cast and crew this season. It's amazing. We knew Cassie Page, who was a former guest on this show, Female Artist of the Year. She portrays the role of Celeste, one of the werewolves, and you have Nathaniel and Wolf, who are expert sword fighters for medieval plays, and you have Victor, the guy that plays Victor. His real name is Zachary. He's an MMA fighter, current MMA fighter at that. So you have all these different motley crew cast of talented people working together, along with experienced theater actors as well, so, and cosplayers. So, I mean, it's just an amazing cast. And Ronald Rossman Jr. and myself will be on hand at the Camden, South Carolina Comic-Con promoting the Dust series, helping out with the cosplay contest as well, and just meet and greet with all the great fans that will be there of all ages and interacting with all the talented people on hand for the Camden South Carolina Comic-Con. It's going to be a really exciting time, fun for the whole family.
Well, it should be. And one nice thing that Ron told me is that whenever he goes to a Comic-Con in a new area, Dusk seems to pick up a lot of fans in that area. So I'm hoping that all the attendees will be able to stop by the table, watch a little bit of Dusk, and become fans. It's a wonderful series, got some great actors, a lot of entertainment. And that thing is, correct me if I'm wrong, Papa Stroh, but that is every Sunday through approximately June at noon. It will be live, and then 6 p.m. on Sunday it will be tape delayed. And then after that will be After Dusk, the show where the cast and crew get together and talk. That's kind of the line.
Currently,
of what's
currently
going on.
The episodes fifth. Excuse me, sorry.
Sure.
Currently, the episodes 15 and 16 are currently playing right now, as well as the season 2 trailer. Episode 17 will be this Sunday, airing live. Which will be introducing the character of Alexander to the series, so pretty excited about that. So, be sure to check it out live this Sunday for sure. I mean, it's going to be a pretty awesome season.
Well, it sounds like it is. Now, who plays Alexander, or can you tell us that?
That's Brandon Hems, very talented actor. He plays little Alexander, one of the vampires, head vampires in the series. And I believe Osiris, you'll be seeing Osiris, who's being portrayed by Corey Willis, who's an expert cosplayer. A lot of the comic cons we go to, and that. So, he did cosplays as the Joker quite a bit. A lot of comic cons we go to. It's going to be a really, really cool episode coming up this Sunday.
Well, that's great. Everybody needs to come out and see Papa Stroh, Ronald Rossman, the cast of Dusk. It's going to be just a lot of fun. So I hope everybody has a good time doing that. Well, Dave Atwell, you've been a little quiet, being the thinking man, the author. So I know, being the curmudgeon, as I said, I actually have a fairly nice thank you to my buddies at Comic-Con Stars in the introduction to the book that's now out, Lizard Man, Bigfoot, and Friends. I know that excites everybody here. But we got some new stories of the cryptids. You can go to ComicConStars.com and click on it and buy it. You can buy the paperback or you can buy the Kindle version, and hopefully you'll enjoy it and have a lot of fun. And you'll get to meet some people involved with this on June 8th, 9th, and 10th at the Lizard Man Festival and Comic-Con. Of course, we'll talk more about that. Once we're done with Camden, we're going to switch our focus to Raleigh, the Jacksonville, North Carolina Comic-Con coming up June 2nd. At the Commons, and Papa Stroh and Dave, we're going to have a blast putting that together.
Yes.
And then, of course, the one and only Lizard Man. Not enough Lizard Man to go around. I was there in Bishopville today. So
John, if you keep bringing up, bringing all these supernatural phenomena together, you get as many of them together, you can have your own version of the Rockettes. We can do the Rockettes dance, kind of like Vegas.
The Cryptettes.
Yeah, the Cryptettes.
Oh, yeah.
There you go.
I don't know if their legs will be as flattering as the Rockettes, but.
Probably not. I was talking to Lyle Blackburn today. I was talking to Lyle Blackburn, who wrote that book, Lizard Man, My True Story, The Monster of Bishopville. And I was talking about, have any cryptids ever been caught doing any real damage or hurting people? He said, well, Momo was caught one time beating up on somebody, and I said, who is Momo? He said, oh, that's the Missouri Bigfoot. So Momo.
Oh, jeez.
Momo. You know what? They could do synchronized swimming, like Caddyshack in the pool, and you had the music playing in the background, like Mothman, Lizard Man, Bigfoot. They all do a synchronized swimming routine around the circle.
He's telling me right now, subliminally from across town, going, David, if you don't have something nice to say, don't say it.
Well, I've got an idea.
Momo the Missouri Bigfoot. Is he a wrestler?
I don't know. But stop. Let me get this idea out. This is the most incredible idea. Eric, you'll probably think this is great, too. Because you know what we like more than anything else are glow sticks, right?
Yes.
We love glow sticks. So what I was thinking
I'm drunk.
Okay. Which is never. So no glow. But here's what I
was
thinking.
Yeah, that's my department.
We could get some people to do a routine with glow sticks. Kind of like you were talking about, like synchronized swimming, we could cut the lights off, and all you could see is the glow sticks and have them dancing around and swirling around in circles. I just think it would be unbelievable.
I haven't used glow sticks in my rave days.
Yeah.
In your what?
That's,
Oh, my goodness. Eric, you ever use glow sticks to go find anybody, any critters?
No.
Good answer, man. I knew I could depend on you.
Well, okay. Anyway, got glow sticks.
For those of you wondering about the glow stick thing, go to ComicConStars.com and then buzz all the way back to like the May shows and start listening all the way up till now. And that'll explain everything about the significance of glow sticks and the attraction it has to big fetuses and other large things.
That was all the way back. That stems all the way back to the Ann Nicole Bigfoot theory days.
Yes, it's been quite a while. So the glow sticks and wandering in the woods without firearms. The other good idea that I have acquired through listening to the Bigfoot expert.
Well,
don't throw
out careful
pieces in the air.
if we're not careful, they'll take away our ability to wander out through the
woods
with
firearms.
Yeah, no
kidding, huh? I'll be out there with a butter knife. Yeah, stop it. Don't do this. Don't move. Don't do it. That, or maybe a yard dart, because yard dart was the other one, You can't play yard darts because you put your eye out, so I'll be out there in the woods with a glow stick, and a yard dart, Bigfoot comes up. Ha! Don't move. Got a yard dart. I can just see Bigfoot.
You can do it like
going,
Dundee
dude.
Did. Crocodile Dundee did. Like, take a kangaroo with a shotgun and scare people. Good one, Skippy.
That's it. Hey, but going on what John was saying, there's a ton of stuff coming up. And I tell you, with June 2nd, and for those of you guys listening, around the Onslow County area, the Jacksonville layout and everything, it being at the Commons, the amount of space we're going to have to play, and I use the term play because that's exactly what we're going to be doing. We're going to go out there and just, the amount of acreage we'll have to go out there and have a good time. And more importantly, they want Eastern Exotics in the building. So I think that's really going to kick things off. And I'm telling you, that's going to be a show that, I tell you what, not that I'm looking forward to aging, but I can't wait to January 2nd when we get that show going.
That's going to be a great one.
June 2nd.
That's it. So, yeah, that'll definitely be a one. Oh, I'm under attack. I apologize for all the noise. A couple of ospreys flying over, not the birds, rattling all the pictures off my walls. There we go. I apologize for that interruption there. Matter of fact, Eric, they should be buzzing your way right now, buddy.
Oh, yeah, I can hear them.
Yeah, we're not too far apart on this side of the county, so, yeah, they're buzzing over all days, all hours of the day and night, But,
they've hit that Northwoods area.
Yeah, they'll burn it up all night. Of course, if you're on the other end, it's all the helicopters and field firing, so. Yeah,
yep.
But, hey, they got to practice, too, so, God bless them. But, yeah, I'll tell you what, man, I'm really looking forward to that June 2nd show because, Eastern Exotics, you guys are going to be able to really spread out in that thing. And, man, I can only imagine what you're going to be able to do with that show.
Yeah, we're working on a couple things. Normally at the shows, I've only been bringing one of the McCalls. I've been bringing Junior. And we're trying to get 2 to 3 other birds ready for shows. But on a little bit of a different aspect where literally we could send the bird off and it would fly around the room and come right back to us. To add a little bit of a flair to things. It's a lot of work though, and a lot of patience. But we have we're trying to get some surprises up and going and out. And of course, I've had one lady book me 3 times now in the last 6 months for just a private party for her and her kids and their kids' families and stuff and everybody and do this. But, they're always surprised because every show is a little bit different. And a lot of times we bring something different to a show, especially if it's a repeat show. We bring a couple of the main ones always, but we always have something different that we can bring in, and they're always amazed by it. And you know, speaking of the Onslow County area, you know, we have coming up April 7th here in Jacksonville, Fuzzy Peach has picked us up and is sponsoring us. But on the 7th, we'll be outside of Fuzzy Peach there on Western over by Old Chicago and the Patriot Theater and all those places. We'll be out there with all the animals from 12 until like 6, 7 o'clock that night. And every purchase that's made inside Fuzzy Peach, we get 15% of that purchase donated back to us to the foundation.
Oh, cool.
It's a huge, huge thing. Yeah, like Mike and them, they own the Fuzzy Peach there and the one in Cape Carteret, got a hold of me, and they're like, hey, we want to do a fundraiser with you and support you and sponsor you guys. And that was what he proposed, and we were like, yeah, we will do it. We'll set up out there. So we're trying to get and it's great. And I know this is probably one of those things that I probably shouldn't say, but to me it's great because it's literally a diagonal eye shot across from the Marriott Suites. And so I can just put I'm going to park the trailer out there so they can see the trailer, see the signage. And it's basically, for lack of better words, a big old reptile middle finger up to them. And just like, yeah, see what you're missing. So, no, I shouldn't say that, but, you know.
Hey, if I get a couple minutes, I'll drive over there. I'll walk into the lobby, and I'll tell everybody at the desk, hey, you guys know they got Eastern Exotics across the street? They're great. You ought to check those guys out.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. Like, it's so funny. I still hear about that whole situation, which is great to me because I look at publicity, whether it's good or bad, is still publicity. And if it draws attention to our cause, great, I'm all for it. But I've had actually other hotels contact me and be like, hey, if you are ever doing anything and you use our facilities, you know, you're more than welcome. And it's been a good thing because businesses really found out about that. And I've had a lot of businesses reach out to me because of that. So, you know, that whole scenario, just because one person decided to be the way they were, had really actually flipped around. And yeah, we missed out on a great con that we wanted to go to and we're going to be a part of, but in turn, we gained a lot more from it. And that's the positive of it. You know, we're going to keep doing what we do, and we're going to keep staying positive and spreading the message and the awareness and education. And, you know, in the end, karma is what will make it all the way through everything. And, you know, that's all we can hope for, you know. We give out the positive, and we'll get the positive back.
Well, I say it just about every day of the week at work, is that it's not about laughing the most. It's about getting the last laugh. And, you play the game, and if you're doing a good thing, it'll come back to you. So, I mean, you guys, you know, that's proof positive for that. And, you know, it just it's one of those things that was kind of, and, you know, all of us in this business kind of, we have those experiences, and I know we were speaking on it before, these cons where, you go in there, for myself, you know, I'll go to a con and perhaps sell two books the entire show. And, you know, I come back with my tail between my legs, and it's like, ah, wow, you know, didn't have that real good of a showing. But the one guy that I shook a hand with at that show 6 months later, take, for instance, Dr. John himself, you know, it always comes out to something better. So sometimes it's just a matter of things working its way back around. So because of that entire experience, not only, you know, were you vindicated in the long run when it comes down to it, but it also gained some traction for notoriety, well, not notoriety, but some, you know, people getting the word out about what you do, and also led to us heading to the Commons, where, by God, I think we are just going to tear the building down that day. Figuratively speaking, you guys don't get upset for me saying that, but oh my God, they said they're going to tear the building down. But no, I totally look forward to that whole gig. And I tell you, and I got the one of the things that impressed me the most about your operation, Eric, with the exception of, you know, how you, what you're doing, the whole premise of what you're doing, is, man, what I wouldn't do to sit there and GoPro you guys when you're setting up and setting down, or tearing down, you know, and setting up. Man, you guys have got such a rhythm.
We are
and teamwork.
We are a machine, is the way it is. And you know what the crazy thing is whether it's two of us or eight of us, it still takes the exact same amount of time. And you know, and it, but it's quick, you know, and we've learned to be efficient.
Right.
It's like, well, Dr. John will sit there and he'll be like, he'll call me up and he's like, so when are you getting there? And I'm like, what time do you start? And he's like, okay, 10. And I was like, I'll be there by 8:30. And I usually get there right when I say I'm going to get there. And then,
yeah,
you know, and I, the first thing I do every time is I walk in, I look at everything, I see where we're going, and I make my rounds to say hi, because I know if I don't say hi to everybody in the beginning, I will not get a chance to say hi later.
Right.
Yeah.
That's a con
it's just
for you.
The way
yeah.
it is, because when we set up the table, you know, we keep the animals hidden as much as we can until, like, doors open. But once those animals come out, God, I wish I could take a break. You know, I wish I could hire a water boy to come by and be like, hey, do you need something to drink? Because I would be like, yeah, I need a drink. I need an ice pack. I need a heating pad for my back right now because Julius is about to break me. Because people don't get it, you know, like, they get to hold these animals, they get to take pictures
with
these
walking
animals.
With it. Yeah.
Yeah, and
yeah,
we sit there,
I don't know how you
and,
do
you
it.
Know, sometimes we'll hand off that 100-pound snake over our shoulders to 600 people during an event. And so that's like 600 one-pound reps in my arms the next day. You should see us. Like, if you want to GoPro something, you GoPro everybody the next day after an event. Because we're all, like, dead. We're just like, I felt, honestly, the closest thing I can describe it to is when I went through boot camp. And, like, that first week of getting just drilled and drilled and drilled. And then, you know, wake up and you don't want to move. You're like, your body won't let you. And you're just like, and so, yeah, it's, but, you know, we got it down to a crazy science. And then, you know, like you said, with not necessarily notoriety, but the kind of a kickstart, I'll give you a little taste of what we have going on. So, like, you know, this Saturday we have the Camden Comic-Con. The following Saturday, the 10th, we're at Tractor Supply Store for their spring festival here in Jacksonville. They've asked us to come on. The 17th,
great.
We're at the Foundry here in Jacksonville doing their big spring festival. The 24th, that next weekend, we're in Morganton, North Carolina for the Exotic Bird Show.
Awesome.
The 31st, we're in Greenville for the Extravaganza Easter Egg event. April 7th, we're at the Fuzzy Peach in Jacksonville for the fundraiser. April 14th, that next weekend, we're in Swansboro for the Touch-A-Truck event. Then the 21st, we're in Swansboro for Swansboro Pirate Festival. Then the 28th, we're up in King Mountain for the Beltane Brouhaha. And then we go into Cinco de Mayo. And that's just, like, that's just the next, you know, 2 months. And it's like every weekend we have something going on, and it's just like, breathe. And that's not counting all the individual little events that are between there, because we have, you know, private parties, we have schools. Like, I have a couple middle school spring vendors, like Northwoods Park Middle here in town. They drove with March Madness, and the principal called me up yesterday just to confirm and say, okay, we have a whole walkway dedicated to you guys. And they're, the kids are putting together custom-made donation jars and all this stuff to raise money for the foundation. And, you know, it's stuff like that, the fact that, you know, we're giving back to the community, they're giving back to us. You know, we have the second week of May, and this is going to be a first for us, which is going to be really unique. Like, we do stuff with North Carolina State University, where we do the water programs and we test the waters and the brackish waters, and we catalog the different life that lives in that water. So we can have a scale so people can know whether the water is good or not for these animals to be living in. Well, we're doing the first ever Eastern Exotics Adventure, where it's basically Herpetology 101, and it's limited to 15 people. They'll come, they'll pay, they'll get a net for, like, in case they want to catch something. But we're going to take them out from 9 in the morning until about 2, 3 in the afternoon with a lunch in between, through the woods over towards the Croatan, going herping, looking and showing them, okay, look, this is this type of turtle we just found out here. This is this type of snake, this type of salamander, this type of bug, you know, this type of alligator, all that stuff. And, you know, and that's through Swansboro Parks and Rec. And I think they're charging like $20 a head, but they get to walk away with their nets that they're issued. And they get a whole day of adventure with us out in the woods and by the rivers and the creeks and stuff, finding stuff. So, you know, it all comes together in the end.
Well, it sounds like it's going to, and we're going to have a blast. And you've got some great things coming up with Eastern Exotics, and really want to thank you for being here tonight and talking to us about, you know, where did you come from, how did you get there, and where are you headed? Because I think the story is interesting for people. And I know people love to see you at our Comic-Con, so thank you for, you know, for doing that. And I guess what I'd like to do, something I learned from Papa Stroh, do we all have a last thing we want to say and a plug? So I'm going to start with Dave Atwell. Do you have a last comment and a plug you'd like to share with us?
Oh, just the usual. The Hunger series. Don't forget about me. Amazon.com. Available there. Plenty more on the way. And I also like to extend a happy anniversary to our brother Greg Bo Watson and Misty, who I believe are celebrating 5 years this week. And or quite possibly 8 years, I think it was. But regardless, it was anniversary. Fine couple, and wish them all the best. Look forward to having Greg Bo back on with us and seeing him again. Class act, good guy. So yeah, all the best to them, and a big thanks to Eric for coming on tonight. Like I said, you're one of those guys that you can't help but get the warm fuzzy whenever I see you guys. I mean, like I said, your teamwork, your cause, your dedication and everything. There's a lot of people out there that could take some lessons from what you guys do, not just about, you know, helping animals and everything, but how you operate, your dedication. Like I said, your teamwork, any dad out there can't help but get that moment of, man, I hear you when I see you and your boy working together, because he's a hardworking young man, and I know he's making you proud. So good to have you on tonight, brother.
Well, thank you.
All right, thank you, Dave. Papa Stroh, got any closing comments or plugs?
Yes, I do. First off, I just want to say, give a shout-out to Eric and Eastern Exotics. Folks, if you ever see Eric and Eastern Exotics in your area, in any type of event, by all means, come out and enjoy the animals, enjoy what the Eastern Exotics has to offer. I mean, class acts all the way. And the animals that he has is just amazing. It's fun for the whole family, for sure. And be on the lookout for a new music video coming out soon that I'm starring in with a metal band out of Texas named So It Begins. We're recreating the whole Punisher type movie scenario with the music video, and I'm portraying the John Travolta role as the villain. And the lady portraying the Punisher role, her name's Alexandra. She's a gun specialist and spokesmodel for a lot of the gun companies. and she's just amazing. So I'll definitely let you keep you guys informed when that comes out. It was done by Yippie Kaye Productions. And I'm also promoting the Dust series that's airing right now. Episode 15 and 16 is airing, as well as the season 2 trailer. Episode 17 will be airing live this Sunday, 12 p.m. in the afternoon this Sunday, and then it'll be re-airing that afternoon. So be sure to check out episode 17 of the Dust Series at facebook.com/Dust Series. Camden, South Carolina Comic Con this Saturday, 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. A lot of us here on the show will be there, as well as many, many, many others. Talented people coming out, fun for the whole family. Camden Shrine Club building is where it's going to be held at in Camden, South Carolina. March 10th, UPWA Pro Wrestling and National Guard Army, Wilmington, North Carolina. Bell time, 7:30 p.m. For more info, go to upwa.com, theupwa.com. And for our ladies on TV, wrestling, and film, go to my official website at thestro.com, thestro.com. Also, I have merchandise on sale and all that. So be sure to check that out. And thank you all for having me here, as always, here at Comic-Con Stars.
We're always glad to have you, Papa Stro. Eric is our guest. What's your last closing remark and plug?
I just want to say thank you all for having me on tonight. And everybody, you know, if you come out and see us, that's great. But when you do come out, make sure you support everybody else there as well. Everybody works really hard, and I'm just grateful to have the opportunity to work with a lot of these people and share floor space with them. So other than that, be safe, be kind to animals, and pick up after yourself out there in the world.
That's a great one. Thank you. And what I will say is the big plug for me is the Camden, South Carolina Comic Con with our sponsors, GameStop and Papa John's Pizza. So we're going to have a great time. We'll see Eastern Exotics, Papa Stro, Greg Bo Watson, the whole cast and crew of all of our friends that show up to most all of our Comic Cons. DJs, decals will be there. Just a lot of great people. So all I got to say is look forward to seeing everybody on Saturday. And then this coming Monday, lots of news on upcoming events, including Lizard Man, including the Jacksonville Comic-Con, Raleigh Cosplay Expo, Johnson City Comic-Con, and more to come. So, look, thanks a lot. Enjoyed talking to everybody tonight on Comic-Con Stars. We'll see you back next week. And have a great time and hope to see all of you in Camden, South Carolina. Cheers and good evening, and we will see you next time.
Good night, take care,
everybody.
Guys. You guys have a good night. Safe travels.
Same to you.